Hey guys, it's your boy King Kelechi, and you are listening to Anime's Most Wanted podcast, part of Ginyu Talk Network, presented by G4, Nyx, Art Rogue Mel, and yours truly. A&W is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. So, without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode.
I'm here to try out a new version of my podcast about animes I've watched with friends. We're calling it Let's Talk. And so we're talking Yuri on Ice. I'm here with my friend Elsie.
And, hey guys.
And yes, and we're just gonna chat up about Yuri on Ice. As in, she never saw it before, and this is my 11th time watching Yuri on Ice, because I have also other friends that are avid Yuri on Ice fans, and I thought, you know, why not share this fun, emotional anime with a new friend and see what she thinks. So Elsie, introduce yourself to the podcasting listeners.
Hey guys, I'm Elsie. I'm so excited to talk about this. Like, I've known about Yuri on Ice for almost 6 years, but I don't know why the hell I put it on hold. But watching it with Mel, I'm so excited to talk about it because, girl, I fell in love with it. For real.
Yes, welcome to the Yuri universe.
Okay, I feel welcomed already.
All right, so before we go any further, I will give a short introduction of what Yuri on Ice is. If you have not watched it and you're still want to watch it, or you're, you know, starting to watch it, or whatever you are in your Yuri on Ice journey, I will try to do a spoiler-free short introduction of what's going on. And then when I give the spoiler alert moment, me and Elsie are going to just go in depth into this whole anime. So you are warned from now that we're starting now with the short introduction, and then I'll let you know when the spoilers are coming. So here I go. Yuri on Ice is made by MAPPA. It came out in fall 2016. It was 12 episodes, and you can find it on Crunchyroll and other places. But yes, Crunchyroll has it. They have it in dubbed and subbed. If it doesn't, so you can watch it. I would say watch both, because both are really good, the subbed and the dubbed version. The story is about Yuri Katsuki. He is Japan's hope for figure skating Grand Prix medal. You know, he's from a small town, and yes, he loves figure skating. He fell in love with it, but you know, figure skating seemed to not really love him in some ways. And he idolizes this top-notch figure skater called Viktor Nikiforov. And yeah, it's about them and Yuri's journey to loving, you know, figure skating again, and finding himself. And it's a whirlwind of an anime, emotion wise, and it's pretty. It's I think it falls under next to being a sports anime, because that's what I found it under the first time I was looking for something. But it has BL tags, drama tags, shonen eye tags, and adult couples. So it's a nice themed, nice animated, beautiful music type of anime that I think everyone should give a try. Especially if you're into sports anime, or you're into coming of age stories, or into characters finding their way, or at least on the journey to find their where their the way they are and who they are and what they love, I then recommend Urine Ice for you. And now, as now I'm done with the short non-spoiler version, we're gonna go and get into a...
Hold up. This is a whole spoiler alert. I'm not gonna lie to you. If you don't want to be spoiled, you don't want to be hitting the feels with any upcoming spoilers, I suggest you stop listening right now. Like right now. Just don't do it. Just stop. Stop. Like, seriously. Like, stop. Like, all right. You know what? You want to carry on listening? Don't say I didn't warn you.
Let's go, LC. So let's start with the intro, because I love the intro song. I love the intro song so much. It's been an alarm on my phone from the minute I finished Yuri on Ice. I have that song on my phone. What do you think?
I love it. Like, listening to the intro song, it makes me feel like a floating ballerina. And it's just so motivating. Like, yeah, we are history makers. And
right? Just
the flow and other stuff. That's my second song from you that I like. Me, yeah. Personally... I really like the ending. It's so bubbly and other stuff. It feels like I'm just, you know, dancing and other stuff. It's really upbeating and it's just so cute and other stuff. So they did a phenomenal thing with the opening and the ending. I love it. And also soundtrack. Oh.
Yeah. So that's the thing, right? I brought up the music first because the soundtrack of this anime is you can just listen to it. It's like it's kind of a lot of original works, or at least works that are songs that are reworked for the anime. But all the character, all the skaters, every time they skate, they have they're a song playing, a soundtrack playing, and most of their songs are like really upbeat or emotional, and they are conveying it through the anime, the art style, right? So before I move away from the subject and go to the art style, the opening is History Maker by Dean Fuchioka. And yes, the way they animated that opening with the colors and the minimalistic background with the splashes of colors everywhere, it was, it could put you in a trance. And it put me in a trance the first couple of times I watched it. And funny enough, when I saw this, my niece was like, I think a year or two old, and I was watching Yuri on Ice while she was crawling around and I was babysitting her, and she started, because I guess she was watching it with me, she started like dancing to the song and lifting her foot up like she was skating, and I was in love. I was like, this opening scene of one minute and 30 seconds has, you know, entranced a two-year-old child, a baby, to think that they're skating. And yeah, I refell in love with anime again.
That says something. And it's so elegant the way the animation when they were skating was flowing with the music. It's just so, makes you feel like you're in a fairy tale, you know?
Right. So yeah, this anime has layers to it. So we talk about the first layer, that like grassy in the beginning, the sound, the music, the opener, you know, they pulled you in, it's telling you you're a history maker. It's telling you it's, you know, about, you know, taking charge of your story and so on. So it's very much also inspirational. I find the opening very much an inspirational song. So yes, that's also a good way to consume this anime. Just listen to the soundtracks. It's a recommender. It's a for sure. We then move on to the art style. So as we know, MAPPA made it, aka the big dogs of animation.
Top dogs, yeah.
The big dogs of animation. They did a lot with this. Because ice skating is a very, like, you're moving. There's a lot of elegant moves. There's a lot of slow motion, speeding up, all the spinning. I think they did a good job with the animation. Here and there, you can see that, you know, they won't animate the character's full face because, you know, they're doing rotations and spins and so on. But that was less important. And I noticed that because I've seen Yuri on Ice, again, 7-Eleven time. So I every time I watch it, I see something new. I notice something different, right? But it didn't distract from the emotions of watching Yuri skate, right? When he's skating his new routine, right? What, mm-hmm. How did that work for you with the animation?
Oh, I love it. That's really French. It's like, to me, they animate, especially the skating part where they did their routines, they did a marvelous job. And also, they used a bit 3D, but Mel, it wasn't that obvious. Or, you know, like with other animes, where when they use 3D animation, it looks funky and other stuff. Yeah. And you're like, I don't like it. That wasn't the case with Yuri on Ice. The way that they animated, it was so beautiful and just lovely to watch the skaters just skate, especially Yuri. Oh god, his thing, we're gonna come up with his two routines that he did later, but no, it was great. I really loved the animation. It was just beautiful to watch, eye candy.
Right, good. So now that we've taken out the two technical things about Yuri on Ice that you know, make this anime for me enjoyable, let's get into the meat of this review recommendation / Yuri on Ice a love praise. You only call that because, you know, we both love the anime, and so I'm gonna say that let's just skip the part where we go to the end and we say we recommend this. You know, we're telling mm-hmm. you now, just watch it. That
watch it,
right? The story. Okay, so Yuri, he is struggling, right? The character is struggling to find his footing, to his anxieties, his nerves keeps getting the best of him. And also the pressure of being like Japan's like one and only, you know, upcoming one, like not one and only, but one of the upcoming youth skaters, right, going into the adult skating finals and the Grand Prix and stuff. And so he crashed and burned and he's crying and you're feeling his pain, right? Because they they animate that so well, right? And the way they tell the story, you're feeling his pain. Like, I felt his pain. Like, I was like, I feel you, man. The pressure is hard. This is real. And then he, you know, he gets confronted by one of his equals in the skating world that is, he's bossy, he's self-indulgent, he's self-assured, he's, you know, he's rude. Very
rude. The Russian rude Yuki, yeah. Yes,
and he's also called Yuri, but he's Russian, and he's upset that there's this other guy in the thing that is not doing his best also be called Yuri. So he's expressing this, and they already show the dynamics of this might be a rivalry in a way, right? But you won't think of it. Well, I didn't think of it in the beginning because I'm like, Russian Yuri is like, I'm on my best game. I know what I'm doing. And Japanese Yuri is like, I am lost. I don't know what I'm doing. I want to quit skating. I'm not going to make it, right? And then here comes the idol of their Yuri on Ice skating world, Victor, right? Pretty boy. Ooh, la, la. Pretty boy. Loved by everyone. Top dog. Best skater. He's self-indulgent and most oblivious to other people at best. If he doesn't make an effort.
Self-awareness.
No self-awareness. And he comes into, you know, crashing and burning fully heads on into Japanese Yuri's life. Because he saw Yuri do one of his skate performances. So Yuri had replicated it and it got posted online and it went viral, and now Victor is like, oh, I'm gonna come and save you. I'm gonna come and help you. I'm gonna come and be your savior, right? That's mm-hmm. how it felt to me in the beginning. How did it feel to you?
To me, to watch Yuri having an major existential crisis. And by the way, he definitely has imposter syndrome. The way he looks at himself, like, boy, you're talented, but that he's not aware, and that's totally understandable with the pressure that's put on him, like, you're Japan's only hope to get to the champion, and then just winning medals and other stuff, and also being on the same ice with your idol. Girl, that's gonna give up a pressure, and having some stupid Russian kid that's younger than you having an attitude, oof, that's gonna hurt your ego.
It did. So, it did. It's so bad he was crying. Like, yeah. Yeah. He was ready to quit.
But I was glad to see that when he came back and he visited his friends that he got motivated to do that. Sure, it wasn't planned, and we could see him panicking. Oh shit, my copy routine was, like, you know, put a lie, and his whole reaction with Victor coming to Japan and saying, you know, I'm gonna mentor your ass. Again, Victor is not aware, like, you know, boy, you're pretty so pressure me.
Yes, oblivious of the world around him. Victor pops up at Yuri's parents' place because they run a Japanese hot spring in Taipei. Uh-huh. And says, I'm here to mentor you. I'm going to be your coach. And just the way he does it, so flamboyant. Victor is the first man, before we get into the other guy, but Victor, when he came into our lives in the anime, he came in so flamboyant. So, I'm here. Look at me. I am God, I am goddess, I am everything.
God complex, definitely. Like his coach was right, like this boy has no emotional intelligence at the moment to coach someone. He's so self-centered. I'm telling you, Leo energy, definitely.
So he's like, yes, I, and then he comes in and he disrupts in the, I mean, the intentions behind it, even though it might be good, it's still a bit selfish because he thinks
the execution was wrong.
Yeah, he thinks he can save Yuri. He thinks he is Yuri's chance to like medals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going, what does Yuri want? What does Yuri need? Right?
Okay, don't ask.
Nothing. He asks nothing about that. Not a damn thing about what Yuri wants, what Yuri needs, and so forth. So we crash through the anime going through Victor pretending to be this coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing what the hell he's doing. And stumbling in the right direction here and there while, you know, having to coach Yuri and having his teammate, the Russian Yuri, wanting his attention also. And then he comes up with a genius idea to have a competition and so forth. So like, not to like, cause we're going to be here forever if we go this through everything, but to just say that his first glance relationship and his, introduction to Yuri and us was like this. All he knew, he thought he knew it all. He knew what's best, and then through the anime, there was growth, right?
Definitely.
He started like seeing that there was things that he didn't know, things he didn't understand. He started to realize that his interpersonal communication skills was lacking ginormously.
He started to learn slowly indeed,
right?
Because let's be real, arrows in Agape, that was a clumsy thing. If Yuri from Russian didn't come, our Japan Yuri wouldn't do arrows. Let's be for real. It was an accident.
It was, yes.
Genius accident.
Like I said, it's like the way they tell the story is like he's stumbling into like good ideas, you know? And so we get to the you know, the whole competition. He picks Yuri, he gives them their routine. Russia Yuri goes back. He says, I can do this. The hell with you. I'm going to do this by myself. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to win. I'm going to beat you. So you see that you make a mistake for choosing the other guy, right? So he goes back. He does the training. Also, growth, right? Because this kid was a snot-nosed, up-and-comer, lacked emotional intelligence, lacked communication.
Obnoxious bastard.
Also had a hard time expressing real emotion. Like, cause you could see he felt stuff, like the way that the story went, they showed us, but he had a hard time being emotional and vulnerable. Every time he was in a situation where he felt any emotion and it hit him, his first reaction was to be emotionally, be hard, toughen up, even violence, like kicking. How many times he kicked you in this anime?
For abuse.
Right? Like, I was like, oh my God, this is crazy, right? And then, so now we get to, after like you see them grow their little training, even because it's a sports anime, we should call it what we should call it, the training arc, right?
Mm-hmm,
where
mm-hmm.
They practice, they learn, they grow, You see them, you know, perfecting their skills through trial and error and, you know, moments of distraught and mistakes and all, you know, all the things that make what I think a sports anime engaging and make you root for the characters. Because I dislike animes with the characters think they know it all and they can't be wrong and they never make mistakes and so on and so forth. I can never feel
fully enjoyed
or compassion and get engaged with that anime and that character, right? Here I feel connected to the characters, right? Especially when you see them trying to grow and change, even Yuri. Like halfway through, I started rooting for him. I'm like, you can do this. You can find the emotion, you know, lift that leg in the air. Feel the love from your grandpa.
Oh, yeah,
I was grandpa. Like, oh my god. So yeah, that's what this anime brings to the table for me. It gave me characters to hate, love, hate. And see them grow and so forth, right? And now let's get to the characters that came after their training arc, because now we're in the competitions, right? All the Grand Prix stuff they have to do to get to the finals. And then you get to get introduced to new characters. Let me see if I can had it up here put up. You know, we get introduced to like they throw in the interesting leading up characters, some friends from Yuri in the skating world, Preachy I think Preachy was one of his favorite, one of his closest friends in the Kristoff, Leo. Kristoff. JJ, oh my god, I hate JJ so much. I thought I disliked you, Russian Yuri.
No,
I thought I did until JJ showed up. When JJ showed up, I knew I just disliked the way he Russian Yurio was acting, because I think that's what they call him to separate him from Yurio. Yurio was acting, but JJ showed up, and I so. Whew.
My friends, I never wished on someone's downfall so much than on JJ.
That is true. I was like, this guy is so obnoxious. I thought Victor was obnoxious, and then JJ showed up, and I was like, why, JJ? Why does this character exist? But he was put there for us to find someone to dislike. I feel like that's definitely what his whole purpose was. Also, the weird guy who broke up with his girlfriend broke up with him, and he was crazy emotional. I think it's Georgie. That was weird. But then there's one thing that I still can't understand why it needs to be added to a story.
Like the brother, incest.
The brother sister thing. And it, you know, at first I was like, is it like protective? But it's like so weirdly, because we don't know the culture. We don't live their culture, but it's there needs to be a better way to express brotherly, sisterly love than the way they're doing.
It was really weird.
It always gets into the obsession. I feel like in the space of obsession, it moves from overly protective to obsession and love.
And weird attraction.
Yeah, like it always creeps me out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you can express brother and sisterly love without having to become that. And I don't understand why that's like that pops up a lot. And I keep, you know, people keep saying it's like an issue in a thing that goes on in Japan itself. But I have no much idea of it, and I have not taken the time to do a deep dive in it because it creeps me out. So I'm good.
Yeah, that's the dark side of the culture. Yeah,
and then
I don't like that either.
And then there's Kristoff. Kristoff, the epitome of over sexed character.
He needs my. The way I'm just like, girl, pop it off. I'm just like, the way
his whole thing and his whole persona on the ice is that he's this ultimate sexual being. He knows himself. He knows how to please people with his skating, and it's all moving and sensual and all of that. And I would say the English dub. Woof, they could have dubbed that a little bit better.
But English dub, you know, they didn't get the essence of the stuff that was, you know, especially with his husky voice. I was like,
the English dub, like I think they got the idea, but the translation of the stuff he was saying didn't seem. Cause like once like he was finishing his skating thing, and he literally said, "I'm coming," and I'm like, the first time I watched it in dub, cause the first time I watched Yuri Ice, I watched it in sub, and then I rewatched it in dubbed, and then I rewatched the sub. Anyway, before I enter a next tangent, when the first time I heard the dubbed version, and it was like. Oh, I'm coming, and I'm like, huh? that's how you translated that. Like, I know he's feeling himself, and he's feeling his sexuality, and he's using it to like allure, you know, the crowd and all of that. But that he explicitly says, "I'm coming," as like, that's weird. But I need to go back and see how they did the subbed in piece again, and I might bring it up in the next episode, like, just to talk about like the emotions of subbed and dubbed animes. But anyways, before we go back into the tangent, so yes, so now we're like. In the meat of the things, they're skating. He's Yuri is getting better at finding what motivates him,
and confident,
and it has to do with his attraction that he doesn't fully understand, and of Victor, right?
Yes, he found his eros.
Yes, it doesn't give like full BL until like the last, I think, episode. I can't fully remember when like they started getting more huggy and there was like a implied kiss, because you know they didn't show that, because why give us that, right?
Censorship not giving us our fan service, of course.
So yeah, so you know there's their relationship blooming from savior and needing to be rescued to figuring out how to be a coach, and him being his student, and then feeling emotionally attached to each other, right? Because they're invested in each other's growth and finding out things about each other that makes them care for each other more, right? And so there's that part, the story that is kind of sweet and endearing, even though they're both, it's not, they're not sure. And they're, Yuri is more like, you know, hesitant because he's like, he feels like he's taking Victor away from the skating world, that he doesn't deserve. That's the thing, right? Like, he doesn't deserve Victor's attention and the care Victor is giving him and the love and the praise. So he's still struggling with his own self-worth and understanding that this person, even though he's like really good at his stuff and really good at skating and is a quote unquote a perfect human being, like quote unquote, I say quote unquote because Victor has enough flaws to, you know, to sink a ship. But you know, he's willing, even though he's, you know, he's hard, he's like that, he's willing to pick up and learn stuff, right? So yes, Yuri's lack of self-worth or understanding that he can be loved like that or be cared for, even like from his friends, like preaching and stuff that, you know, look him up and want to know how he's doing, and his ballet dancer teacher, she, you know, even though she's like, you know, that she cares for him and she wants the best for him, and if he wanted to retire, she understood that, but she was like, you know, if you don't give it your all, how would you know that it's time to retire, right?
Exactly.
So yeah, this this anime has those little life lesson nuggets that a person who is also struggling with finding themselves would can find themselves in this anime. And they, like, even the characters that are that come in the end, the other skaters, they also give you like nuggets of life lessons, and so you can, there is something for everyone in that way, that you can find a character that, you know, you like, that fits, that you can see yourself in, that, you know. So yeah, that's my I'm very TED talk about why you're on ice. Do you have any thing else to add to my long ass monologue?
No, there's definitely the character development. Next to Yuri, we also could see how the other characters, especially at the finals, dealt with the pressure and their own insecurity to really win and be the best, you know. Especially the fan, I don't remember which episode, maybe it was 6 or 7, that came up to Yuri, the Japanese fan, that was like, don't disrespect me, like, I look up to you, like, it was beautiful at the
set. Oh, yeah. Can Chiro, the one with the little red thing in the hair. Yes, yes.
Yeah. That one. Oh, he was a cute fellow. But
he was such curious.
Yeah. To see afterwards Yuri also listening to Victor, like, you know, just, you know, be a good example for the people that look up to you. Don't crack under pressure, but use that you have someone behind you as a fuel to do better, and to see Yui slowly getting the confidence and be like, you know what? Yeah, I did steal Victor from the thing, but so what? I'm going to prove to you guys that I'm worthy, that he's with me. And that process that he's slowly getting the confidence and seeing his worth to be with him was so beautiful to see. And that kiss.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that moment was when he finally found that lustful Eros. Oh my god, that lustful Eros look and licking his lip, and I was like, oh, Yuri found himself. Oh my god, my boy was has like, grown.
I was yes, bitch. Confidence suits you.
I'm like, my boy has grown. Damn it, I love it. I love it a lot. So as we now rounding off our love bombing of Yuri on Ice, do you have like a character that you like really love? And I know we know which. I mean, I'm gonna ask you anyways, a character that you dislike, because I know you have. Look, when we watched it, you prominently let me know. Which character you dislike? So yes, JJ is the he goes on the dislike part, even though I felt a little bit bad because I watched it a lot of times. After the many times I started feeling bad for his crash, but
you're sympathetic. I was laughing.
you were, and I'm like, damn girl, you hated him this much.
Yes, yay. I'll be like, yes, universe, humble this guy. Yeah,
yes,
he can grow from the fall. Then I'm cheering up, but this time, no, he needs to fall.
Yeah, it was like the universe told him he needs to figure out a better way to lead his life. But yes,
yeah.
Do you have like a favorite character?
Oh, that's obvious, Yuri. My heart, like, see, it's like a mother watching her son just grow. I'm just like, yes, confidence. Like, Eros was beautiful, but watching Yuri, like, doing his thing with the song Yuri on Ice, like,
girl, yes,
right. So we, so elegant.
I how did I forget to mention the Yuri on Ice performance?
And the song.
And the song that came with that performance, that he had someone help finish compose, and it was beautiful. His growth from doing the simple jumps to pushing himself to do the difficult jumps, because he knows, he started feeling like he know he can do this. It was beautiful. It makes me emotional now. You can hear me. But yes, it's a Uranus is a beautiful story about growth, finding yourself, putting in the effort, because you know growth doesn't happen on its own.
And you don't have to do it alone.
You have friends. You have people close by who care for you, that are willing to help you, and find those people and lean on them when you need it. So if you can't feel that nugget of knowledge from this anime, then maybe
I don't know what to tell you.
I guess this doesn't fall in your emotional knowledge bank, because for me this was a very much an anime that I saw elements of stuff that I felt connected to, because you know I've been through some stuff like that, so it hits you differently. This is why I love Yuri on Ice, and this is why I can put it on and rewatch it at any time, just like how I could put on and watch Haikyuu at any time and watch it like I'm watching it for the first time again, because I'm looking for any new nugget that can be given, right? So yeah,
exactly. And people forget anime can also like teach you about life, and that's the same feeling I got with Yuri on Ice, you know, developing self-confidence and really connecting with people on an organically way. And just watch Yuri win, girl. After we finished our thing, I cried, girl. I was like, yeah, get your medal. You're the champion.
Oh my god, yes. Oh my god. Oh, my sound guy is gonna kill me. We're high pitching here about your lines. My editor is gonna kill me. But yes, we love, as you know, we love your dice, and I will be back with a next episode of Let's Talk. Don't know which anime it is yet. It's something I randomly pick out from my to watch pile, or something one of my friends are eagerly wanting to watch, and then I watch it with them. And then I ask them on to come express their emotions, love, hate, dislike, from love to hate, from hate to love. whatever they feel and think about the anime, we come and talk about it, full of spoilers. and if you don't mind spoilers, and it makes you want to go watch the anime, go ahead, watch Yuri on Ice. And if you watch it already, watch it again, just because. And if you watched it in subbed, watched it in dubbed. And if you watched it in dubbed, watched it in subbed. Give it as much views as possible, because we're still waiting on that movie to come.
And I want my season 2.
Like, we can give up on season 2 happening. I swear, I feel I'm already, you know. I just like, yeah. But like, the movie is supposed to be in the works, but you know, MAPPA has MAPPA too much, and their work ethics are sketchy AF. So I as much as I want Yuri on Ice, I would love them also to, you know, take their time with stuff, and you know, not overwork their artists, because they bring us these beautiful artworks of art.
Definitely.
And we would like them to be healthy, so that we could keep enjoying and getting beautiful artworks that, you know, inspire us to do stuff, right? yes, so as we now round off this episode, thank you again for listening, coming. It's Art Rommel here and my friend Elsie.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and you can find us on all socials as Anime's Most Wanted. We fall under the Ginyu Talk Network. So you could Google Ginyu Talk Network, and there's a link tree with all the stuff, all the links, all the Facebook groups, all the socials will be in there. In the comments, I will also put down the link tree and all the socials for everyone in the group. And comment, let us know what you think about Yuri on Ice, if you watched it, if you would recommend it to people, you know, interact with us, tell us maybe what we should watch next, because that's also interesting. Again, thank you for listening, and until next time, bye
bye.
Thanks for listening to the Anime's Most Wanted podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all our socials that are linked in the description. Take care, and we'll see you next episode.